This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Last week, Apple made headlines at its Worldwide Developers Conference, announcing new products and features and overall just getting everyone excited about Apple devices. But before you decide to upgrade your tech, our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, has a few tips. They're coming up after the break. Every summer between June and September, we're used to those back-to-school sales and those back-to-school rituals. Could be getting ice cream or going clothes shopping. For some people, it also includes upgrading their technology for another year of school or work. If that last one is you, take note. This summer also happens to be the time of year that our senior personal tech columnist and friend of the pod, Joanna Stern, has dubbed, quote, the worst time to buy Apple products. Joanna is back to explain her thinking on this. Joanna, how's it going? Been a while.
It's been a while. I've just been sitting here waiting for you to call. And today you finally called me.
Apparently not on a new iPhone, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I heard that is on your list. Tell me about that. Why?
Every time of year at this time, it is on my list. And every time of year at this time, I tell everyone I know and all of our readers and listeners, please do not go and buy an iPhone because you will regret that decision in a couple of months. Usually it's in September. This year it might be later given COVID-related delays because Apple will announce a new iPhone or set of iPhones in the fall. And people always say to me, well, I don't need to have the newest, greatest thing. I don't care. And this year it will be, you know, probably 5G and probably, I don't know, 15 more cameras and a faster processor. We can expect all those things. But people always say to me, well, I don't need all of those new things. So I'm just going to go get one now. And I say to them, no, because they will drop the price of the current models in the fall as well. History always repeats itself with Apple. And so, no, hold on to your broken phone right now. It can't be that broken. If it is that broken, do some nice upgrades to it. Put the $80 or $100 in for a new screen or new battery and hold on to it.
So you just spent some time listening in to the virtual WWDC, and that is a conference where often some new features are announced without products actually being in place. What did they talk about this year? What are we holding out for?
Yeah, so another big reason the summer is sort of a no-buy zone for Apple is because in the beginning of the summer in June, they talk about all of the updates that are coming to their operating systems. And this is all of the operating systems Apple has. So iPhone, which is iOS, iPad, which is iPadOS, Mac, which is macOS, Watch, which is WatchOS, Apple TV, which is Apple TVOS. And so they talk about all these new software features that are going to be coming later this year or again in the fall. But they don't talk about the hardware. They don't say, oh, this is the new stuff we're going to have. They wait till the fall for that. And you can look at the software, though, and you can start to see what may come in those hardware products in the fall. And I think it's a very safe bet right now that we're going to have a pretty big leap on the Apple Watch. If you look at the new software features they talked about with the Apple Watch last week, it strongly hints that there will be some more hardware and some more features that really focus on health. I think we'll again see that in the fall. I think you definitely see that with the iPhone. Again, iPhone is a major thing. This year, the Mac was also another big one. They talked a lot about the new software that's coming to the Mac. This was a giant announcement. They talked about new hardware or new processors coming to the Mac. And that also means we're going to be getting new hardware this year. They said this year, we are going to release the first Macs that run on Apple's new chips versus using Intel's new chips.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What does that mean for the future of Apple computers?
It means a lot, probably more than we have time to talk about right now. But what it really means for people is that the Intel processors that have been in your Macs, that's in your MacBook Pros, your MacBook Airs, your iMacs, any Mac runs on an Intel processor. Apple's announced here, we are moving away from Intel. We are going to be using our own chips, our own processors in these Macs. And those are the same processors Apple's been using in its iPhones and its iPads for the last number of years. What that means for the Mac, again, is a lot of things, but what we really can see is sort of the efficiency. So that would mean better battery life that we have in our current devices, our iPhones and our iPads. It also probably means all of these devices working better together because they'll all be running on the same architecture, all of the same computer architecture. It also means, and again, this is me kind of taking a little bit of a leap, but that these computer products will get better. Apple and Tim Cook said clearly on stage, the reason we're doing this is because we foresee future products that we can't really make with Intel products. We need our processors. Now, some people will tell you that's probably a little bit of BS, and that Apple just wants to control everything. I really believe it, though. I think Apple's saying here, we need some things internally in these computers that will let us unlock some things for the future, whether that be battery life, maybe that's performance, maybe that's thinner, lighter designs, maybe that's a touchscreen in a MacBook.
That would be my dream.
See?
Because I want to be able to edit audio with my fingers.
And you can do that right now on the iPad. And the big question we had this week, and as I wrote in this column about what products do you buy right now, the blurring of the lines between the Mac and the iPad got very confusing last week.
So we've been talking a lot about the disruption of supply chains during the pandemic. You said September, October. Are we really expecting them to actually hit these fall deadlines?
I think we're expecting fall releases for sure. Before holiday season, I expect Apple to have a brand new array of products. Am I betting that I'm going to an event the first or second week of September like usual? I mean, usually I'm September 11th, I'm usually on a plane to Cupertino. This year, I do not think I'm on any plane. And I do not think it's probably that timing. I think we could probably be thinking if the event is even a couple of weeks after that, or maybe it's around that time, the products might come a little bit later.
Okay. If people really want to spend their dollars on an Apple product, is there anything that you would recommend them putting and plunking those dollars down for right now?
AirPods. AirPods Pro are pretty good choice. I think it was one of the most interesting things that happened last week was Apple showing us that AirPods, these little white sticks in our ears, are actually computers and they can all be updated with significant features just with software. And AirPods Pro are actually going to get a new surround sound feature that's going to be unlocked with software in the next couple of months. So I think AirPods Pro, I would say those, if you really need to spend money on something, those.
That's what you do it on. All right. Senior personal tech columnist and Apple non-shopper for the time being, Joanna Stern, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you want more of Joanna's columns and videos, you can find them on our website, wsj.com. One quick note before we go, we're heading out a little early for the 4th of July, so we won't be on the air tomorrow, but we'll be back in your headphones on Monday. And that was your Tech News Briefing. We're produced this week by Amanda Llewellyn and Nora Eckert. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening and have a great long weekend.